There were two basic takanas regarding. There are two takanas called. One is called Pas Akum, and one is called Bisho Akum. And they weren't made at the same times, but they were made for generally the same purpose, was to the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and other sources. And based on Rashi, Tosfos is basically to discourage intermarriage, to discourage mingling. The less social interaction, the better chance will not lead to intermarriage. That was the goal of Bisho and Pas Akum. So they weren't exactly the same, because Al Alechem Yechya Adam, bread was a staple. That was back in the day in Europe, when basically, bread was the whole meal, and you put a dairy meal was you put a slice of cheese on, a slice of butter, meat, you put a tiny piece of meat. Today, we don't even want to have bread, and if we do, we got to have like a pound of pastrami, a pound of corned beef. So maybe it would be different today, but the bottom line is we'll still go, apparently, low pug, and we still go with it. So people, Bakushi, have to eat on Shabbos, they don't like having bread. But either way, there's a halacha of Pas Akum and Bisho Akum. So since Pas was considered a staple, so we had a leniency by Pas. It's a discussion regarding Bisho, but it's more accepted by Pas. There's a concept of Pas Palter. That if you have the local bakery, you have the baker cooking for you, so he's cooking for the whole community, so therefore you assume it's no more likely a Jew's going to marry the daughter. The non-Jew would marry the daughter. So, whatever the reason, Pas Palter was mater, but let's call it Pashas. There isn't, don't you don't have that same heter by Bisho Akum, even though, in theory, it could apply. So, what's the difference between Pas Akum or Bisho Akum? I mean, Pas is bread, so you bake bread, and Bisho is cooking. So, what's the actual distinction? So, Tosfos writes, you need a shame lechem. You need to make hamotzi on it. You need it for a bite. And if you have to make a mizonis, it's not considered pas regarding this halacha. And that would fall into the category of bisho akum. So therefore, according to the first opinion in Tosis, entim in drakes, all these other cakes, those are the ones I know, but I'm not sure what the new names are. But all these type of commercialized cakes and cookies, so according to the first day in Tosfos, would fall under the din of Bisho Akum. We can discuss, we'll have to, whichever one it's going to be, if it's under Bisho Akum, then we'll have to come out, we'll have to find, either it's us, or we'll have to find some leniencies why it's okay. And similarly, if it's under Pas Akum, then we have to go back and find, get the parameters. So Tosfos writes, you need a shame lechem, you have to make hamotzi on it. The second day in Tosfos says, no, it's true, yeah. I also agree you need a shame lechem, but Pasa Baba Kistin, that's a shame lechem. If you kavei a suit on it, you make hamotzi. And that's the way the Ramah Paskins as well, that regarding Pasakum, Pasa Baba Kistin also plays a role. So 2 days in Tosfos, it's a major nafkamina. Whether what's the status of entomins, drakes, and all these commercialized. If you're making coin today, and number one, it'd fall under Bisho Akum, presumably then we'd be more machmir. And if it, according today, and number two in Tosfos, it falls under Pas Akum, and we have the heter of Pas Palter. That's regarding the cakes, cookies. What about donuts? Why should donuts make a difference? Because the deep fried, well, good donuts are good, as I mean, it's tasting good. I mean, good as in healthy. Like the Krispy Kreme, when you get them hot, right out of the oven. They used to give them out free when the light was on. Assuming you could find a Krispy Kreme today, a lot of them are closed down. So, the donuts are deep fried. So Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis goes to Rabbeinu Tam that it starts off the donuts with a thick dough of balila ava, and then you fry it. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis in Rabbeinu Tam, it retains its din of lechem, even though since it started off at balila ava, so therefore it's a shame lechem, and therefore it falls under pasakam paltur. Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah give a different shana Rabbeinu Tam. That it's true that it might have a shame lechem, but if it has a balila ava, it's chayiv and chala out the din of Isa. But there's no shame lechem. So therefore, it wouldn't for you'd have to make a mizonos no matter how many you eat of it, and therefore presumably it would fall under bishul akam. So there's a fundamental machlokes how you learn pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. According to pshat number one, that donuts will have a din lechem, and according to that's Tosis in Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Tamidei Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's chayim chala out at the din of Isa, but doesn't have a shame lechem because there's no amoti. Therefore, falls under the category of bishul akam. So, the Rush, Rabbeinu Shimsha, and Paskins, like the second day, that it's not called pas, it's called bishul. According to the first opinion in Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos, if it has a din of pas, so then donuts should have a din of pas palter. But according to the Rush, according to those who say bishul akam, it's bishul not pas. So what's the heter to eat? The heter would be perhaps it's ena ole al shulchan belachim. It wouldn't be served at a royal banquet. There's an interesting Chazon Ish who has a chumrah that Rabbi Schwab once asked the Chazon Ish. He was asking him a lot of questions. Mutter, Usser. When he got to Halacha, he got very serious. And he asked, what about canned sardines? He said, Usser. So he was going to say, well, Rav Chaim Oze Grzinski disagrees, but he has a right to disagree. So he said, but there are others who say it's not bishul akam. So the Chazon said the Queen of England eats sardines for breakfast. So that's a big chiddush. So what? Someone, if Trump eats something for breakfast, does that make it ola shulchan malachim? So pashas means no. If you went to the White House and they serve it at a meal or they serve it at a royal banquet, that's what it means. So according to the Rush, it would fall under bishul akam. So then you'd have to claim it's ain't no donuts or ain't no ola shulcha malachim. I guess you'll have to check what happens at the Chanukah dinner. They serve donuts or not, but some will argue that donuts are ain't no ola shulcha malachim, and therefore that would be the heter. So either it's pas, the heter, the donuts have a din of pas, and it's on the pas palto, like the entomins and drakes, or you're saying no, it only has a shame isa, but doesn't have a shame lechem, and it's up under bishul akam, so then it'd fall under perhaps the rubric of bishul akam. You have to come up to an answer of ain olal shulcha malachim. Of course, you could be, there's a separate issue in terms of perhaps whether bishul akam applies in a factory. So there's a whole discussion of tuna fish over there. It gets into something, it's smoked first, so they're post kamameko because it's smoked first. Rav Moshe has a kula that it's in factories because it's made in a totally different way. So that's what they quote him from the Nata Greenblatt. That even though he thinks it's far-fetched to say it's bishul akam in a factory, but nevertheless, that's what people make a little plug. But however, he says, if it's made in a factory, that basically you can't cook it this way at home, so he's mako. So I don't know how I'm not sure if people make donuts at home, but perhaps, you know, that's another sniff. So either you're going to be meiko as pasakum or bishoakum, my nafkamina. Either way, I could eat them. So perhaps the nafkamina would be aseret shemei tshuva. Aseret shemei tshuva, we know there's a minhag to have pas Yisrael, even though it's mutter, but the minhag to have pas Yisrael. Or people don't know, actually, that's what the meaning of having pas Yisrael on Shabbos, that's what the meaning of baking challah is. So if you hold the heter is pasakum, so then maybe on Shabbos you can't have it. If you hold the issue is bishoakum, so let's say the donuts. If you assume the heter of donuts is bishoakum and we're meiko, but it's ino la shulcha malachim, so under other reason it would apply on Shabbos as well, or on Sarah Shemay Tshuva. But if it's based on, if it still has it in a pas, then maybe we'll machma pas Yisrael. So perhaps those will argue that even if you assume that it's a din of pas, that's only something that is made at home or you're next to a neighbor. But if it's made in a factory or something so far removed, so per, you know, maybe they'd say it's different today. But either way, that would be the difference in terms of if donuts have a din of pas Yisrael, or das of pas, or das, or of being bishul. So the nafkamina would be perhaps on Shabbos or Aseret Shemei Tshuva. So we discussed the how do you define what's considered bishul, what's considered pas, pasakum, bishulakum. So a good son. You need a shame lechem. So 2 days in Tosus, whether it's dafka hamotzi or pasa baba kistin or not. And then regarding donuts, since it's first it says that you make into a thick dough, so therefore once you have a thick dough, Tosus goes from another time and retains the sin of lechem. And therefore, that's it, or paspalter. And talmidei Rabbeinu Yonin, Rabbeinu Tam saying no. It only out the din of an Isa, it's chayiv and challah. It's a shame lechem in terms of challah, but you don't make a mazonot. You can't make hamotzi no matter how many donuts you have. So the nafkamina would be whether the heter is pasakum or bishoakum. So the rush Rabbeinu Shimshon said that a belila ava and deep fry is not chayiv and challah, so therefore it's not called lechem, so it would be under the din of bishulakum. You have to find a kula by bishulakum. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosis and Rabbeinu Tam, you have to find its pas akum, and so generally speaking, so pas palter is mutter, but during a search of Mechuvah Shabbos, then perhaps maybe one should have it. But if it's bishulakum, so when applied, so it should be okay to eat even on Shabbos.